Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
And thank you for tuning in. Those that are listening via my show page at Blog Talk Radio, thank you for listening in. And those that are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in. Now, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Lock that number in so that at any time you can call into the show and speak your voice. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Again, now, thank you guys for listening in. Now, I promote the show, guys, daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, at Blog Talk Radio. But if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, again, thank you guys for listening in. Now, today is Free Fall Friday, okay? Today is Free Fall Friday. And what that means is that this is your show. Anybody can call into the show, talk about whatever they want, and it's no problem. Even if you want to just call in and say hello, that's fine with me as well, okay? Just follow my phone screen as prompts, press that number one, and we'll put you on the air, okay? So, like I said, today is Free Fall Friday, and one thing I wanted to talk about real quick is from yesterday, the middle school shooting up here in Atlanta on yesterday was bad, okay? It was something that should not have happened. But at the same time, I feel like the man upstairs is sending us a message, and he's starting to push it real hard. I believe he's saying something has to be done, and has to be done quickly to control this gun violence or gun control. Something has to be done somehow, some way. I don't know the answer. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the solution is to gun control. I don't know what the solution is to gun violence. And I know that the government is trying to do things, but I don't think they know the solution. But sooner or later, things are just going to get out of hand. I couldn't believe that it was a middle school student that shot another middle school student and tried to shoot other middle school students, okay? So he shot one middle school student in the back of the head, non-life-threatening injury, but he shot him in the back of the head and in the neck area. Then he turned, and because, the crowd of students heard the gunshot, they started running away. So he turned and fired at the crowd. And luckily, he didn't hit anyone as he fired into the crowd. And the police said he emptied his clip as he fired at other people. Now, I'll say he's lucky because he didn't hit anyone or he didn't kill anyone. At the same time, he's not lucky because he's going to go to, wherever they send these kids to that for behavioral problems. He's going there for a while because he shot someone and he was armed with a deadly weapon. So he's going to go away for a while. Now, it could have been a lot worse. He could have, he could have killed a young man. But my thing is that how did he get a hold of the gun? How did he get a hold of a gun? We don't know yet whether he got it from home, whether he found his parents' gun, or whether he got a gun out of the streets. Either way, he shouldn't have been able to access a handgun. Either way, he shouldn't have been able to access a handgun in the streets. He shouldn't have been able to access a handgun at home. If he accessed it at home, I fought the parents for it. and they should suffer the consequences as well. You know, if he accessed it in the streets, we need to find out who and where and what he found out in order to get a handgun out of the streets. You know, in Georgia, and I did a show on this, in Georgia, there's no law for, you can go into a store and buy as many handguns, rifles, as you want. If you got the money, you can go in and buy them. You can go in the store and buy 25 9mm with no problem. You can go in the store and buy plenty of ammo for all those guns with no problem. There aren't a limit on guns and ammunition in Georgia. There's no law for that. Okay? But my thing is, if you go into a store and buy 25 9mm, what are you going to do with 25 9mm handguns? I know what you're going to do with them. You're going to sell them. Okay? You're going to sell them. Unless you want to keep one or two of them. But the others, you bought them to sell. That's a problem. That's a problem because kids, like this middle school kid, if he has the money, he can buy that pistol from somebody in the streets. Okay? So that's a problem. And that's a part of gun control, okay? And then gun violence is that gun laying on the ground didn't get up and shoot that kid. Someone picked up that gun or held that gun and fired it at that kid. So the violence comes in from a person who's using that handgun. Okay? That's the violence. That has to be stopped. Okay? That has to be stopped. And the way you stop kids from, you know, with that is it starts at home. You know, you got to get involved in your kids' lives. You got to understand what they're doing. You got to understand who they're doing it with. You got to find out who their friends are. You know, you got to try your best. And I know a lot of you guys are. You're doing your best with your kids. And that's great. But when things like this happen with kids, you can go right back. You have to go right back and point to the parents. Because they should be responsible for their child. Because this wasn't a grown-up that did the shooting. This wasn't a high schooler that did the shooting. This wasn't a college kid that did the shooting. This was a middle school student. I know I'm barking on this, but I can't stress it more on my show. And I know there are a lot of people out there that are listening to my show. There are a lot of parents out there who are listening to my show. There are a lot of kids out there who are listening to my show today. So if I can help one person, I'm great with that. But you guys have to get involved in your kids' lives and stop letting them run off the leash, so to speak. You got to rein in these kids and teach them right. Because if you don't, they're going to get in the street and learn wrong, period. Okay? Period. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, talk about whatever you want. I know let me put you guys at ease, okay? A lot of people tell me, Frank, I'll call in, I'll listen to the show online or whatever. I don't mind that. I like that. I get credit for that, okay? At the same time, if you call into the show, some people are afraid to call into the show and talk. But when you call into the show, don't think about, the thousands of people that are listening to the show. Think about you just back and forth chatting with me on the phone. Okay? Because that's all it is. It's just you and I talking back and forth. You and I having dialogue. And if you're listening to the show, you've probably talked to me before over the phone, in person, or whatever. Somehow, some way, we're connected. Okay? So, I don't mind you calling into the show and listening to the show. That's fine. That's great. But if you want to speak on the show, call and press number one, and I'll put you up on the air. A lot of people want to send me emails and talk to me via email. That's all well and good, but I'm going to be honest with you. I can't read 249 emails a day, okay? I'm getting like 200 and something emails a day. And, of course, I can't go through them all. I do go through a few of them, but I don't have time. I don't have a staff and all that to go through my emails. Okay? So if you want to come in on the show, call in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, guys, something else I'm going to do here soon. One thing I'm going to do, maybe in mid-April, mid to late April this year, I'm putting together a camping trip. And it's not going to be a long camping trip. It's just going to be down the road in LaGrange at West Point Lake. I'm putting together a camping trip. I'm inviting people to come and camp for a day or overnight. And we're going to do some fishing, some night fishing. We're also, of course, we're going to camp. And we're gonna hang around and hang out at the campfire. And we're going to have a bunch of campsites all together. And we're gonna interact with each other. We're going to engage with each other. And we're gonna have some bonding time with each other. That's what friends do. And I understand that, and I want to be a facilitator of that. I want to help everyone befriend each other. Okay? Because I feel like if you befriend, if I befriend you, then we're connected, and at some point, we're going to do some business together, we're going to do some fun things together, or maybe not, but we'll be friends, we'll start to understand each other, and I believe that we'll have fun, okay? So that's why I'm going to put this camping trip together. And like I say, we're going to stay overnight, and we're going to have a great time. Everybody's going to bring their camping gear, and we're going to have several campsites, but they're going to be all together, okay? And we're going to have campfires everywhere. I'm going to go from campsite to campsite, hanging out with people, okay? And we're going to have a good time. And then later on in the evening or late that night, we're gonna get on the lake. We're going to rent us a pontoon boat. We're going to get on the lake, and we're going to do some fishing, okay? And whomever goes with us on this camping trip, I'm going to guarantee you right now that you're going to catch at least one fish. Even if you've never fished before, if you follow my lead, I'll guarantee you that you're going to catch at least one fish. That's how confident I am of the fishing at West Point Lake. It's the world's number one fishing lake in my book. Okay? So that's what we're going to do in mid to late April. We're going to have a camping trip, and you guys are invited. I want to put together as many people as I can to go down there, and we're going to have a great time. I'm going to organize everything, and according to how many people that are going, that's the amount of boat space we're going to need. Whether we need 2, 3, 4 boats, whatever we need, we're gonna be able to accommodate everyone. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm starting to get all that stuff together starting today. Starting to try to get some kind of price point in there so everyone kind of have an idea of how much it might cost and everything. So we're gonna have a super time. And then another trip that we're gonna do later on in the year, maybe towards the beginning of summer, midsummer, or whatever, we're gonna do a river rafting trip where we get in tubes or rubber rafts and float down the Chattahoochee River. Okay? Float down the Chattahoochee. There's a great park up in up near Lake Lanier that where we start from, and it's a four or five hour float down the Chattahoochee from one park to the next. And we're going to have another group of people that we're going to put together for that trip as well. And that's going to be something else that's going to be huge. We're also going to do tailgating at the Braves game. We're going to do a few Braves games this year. Whenever football season comes back in, we're going to do some tailgating for football. I'm just going to do that, do some things, have some events for us where the show is not just where we meet. The show is where we start, and then where we meet is going to be different activities that we're going to do throughout the year. Okay? And I'm doing things like this because camping and rafting and stuff like that doesn't cost a lot of money. All right? It doesn't cost a lot of money to do that. The Braves game, a little more expensive. The Falcons game, a little more expensive. But I think you guys can handle it, or we all can handle that. That expense is not a lot. And if you know about it ahead of time, you can prepare for it, and it won't be a problem, okay? And that's what I want to do, okay? So think about it, guys, and if you'd like to do something like that, contact me, and I'll put your name down, and then I'll be back in contact with you in plenty of time to let you know exactly what we're going to do, how much it's going to cost, and when we're going to do it. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Free Fall Friday. Call into the show and talk about whatever you want. Now, I'm jumping on a lot of different subjects here, and I know there are people that are listening to the show, that have called into the show, but at the same time, I'll only put you on the show if you want to. There's a book that I recommend for some people that's called Skill with People by Les Giblin, Skill with People. This book is only about, let's see, I have it in front of me here. It's 33 pages long. Not a long book at all. But it's one of the biggest selling books in the United States. It's called Skill with People. And it's about the art of dealing with people. And I deal with people every day, and I deal with a lot of people through the show, okay? So what I'm saying is that if you're someone who deal with a lot of people every day, maybe it's at work or whatever, you need to get this book and read it. And read it maybe 3-4 times. Because if you do, you'll understand people. You'll understand how people are wired. You know, you'll start to understand how people are wired. Some of the subjects in the table of contents is understanding people and human nature. How to skillfully talk to people. Would you want to know that? How to skillfully talk to people? How to skillfully make people feel important? Everyone wants to feel important. So that's a great skill to have. If you know how to skillfully make people feel important, they're going to gravitate to you like you won't believe. How to skillfully agree with people. How to skillfully listen to people. A lot of people may say, yeah, I'm listening to you, but they're not listening. This tells you how to skillfully listen to people, how to skillfully influence people, how to skillfully convince people, how to skillfully make up people's minds, how to skillfully set people's moods, praise people, critique people, thank people, make a good impression. Make a talk, and then they give you final thoughts on the book. Now, if you could do all that, if you could do all that, all those different things that I just talked about, if you could skillfully do those things with the people that you know or the group of people that you know, you'd be huge. The way we retain information, the way the humans retain information, we retain information, 10% is retained of what we read, 20% of what we hear. We retain 20% of what we hear. We retain 30% of what we see. We retain 50% of what we see and hear. We retain 70% of what we say as we talk. We retain 90% of what we say as we do something. 90% of what we say as we do something, we retain it. This is huge, guys. This is a huge book of 33 pages. It's gigantic. Skill with People by Les Giblin. The way you spell his last name is G-I-B-L-I-N. Go out and get that book. It's only a couple of dollars. So thank you guys for listening to the show. I have only a few seconds left, but thank you guys for listening to the show. Have a super, super, super weekend, and have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend, and take care of yourself, guys. Take care of your families. Take care of yourself. And I'll see you guys on Monday. Monday's going to be a great show. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl champions on Monday. Don't forget, Monday, 6:30 p.m. It's Frey. I'm over and I'm out.
Available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to say, I got to be me.
Hey Laura, what's up?
Hold on for a minute. Hey Frank, I'm on a phone call. I'll call you back. I'll be done
okay,
in about 30, 40 minutes. Okay.
No problem. All right, bye.
Straight, how could I ever be late when you're my woman? Take